and to find a store near you.
So I'm looking over things going on in the world today. It's 7 after the hour, as are you. You want to know what's going on, right? Things that are good, things that are questionable, things that are touchy-feely. We have all of that sort of thing.
Just do good this hour.
Just do good things. You don't want to talk about the son of Muammar Gaddafi, C.F. Islam Gaddafi?
I'm thinking no, but okay.
No, I don't want to talk about
it. If you want to bring it up.
The Saudi student, everybody. See, the news media is so easy. It really is.
How's
it's
that?
So easy to predict. They're going to spend all day today talking about this 20-year-old Saudi student who was charged with trying to blow up George Bush's house. It's what are they saying today that was different earlier today than what was...
How did I miss this story?
You didn't know the story?
No.
Khalid Ali Al-Wadi, sorry.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, him. Yeah.
He's a... chemical engineering student came to the United States on a visa in 2008.
Wait. A Saudi guy comes into the country as a
chemical engineering student. Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Red flag number one.
So anyway, he was arrested by the FBI, accused of purchasing chemicals and equipment to make an explosive device, a bomb. According to the Justice Department, he allegedly referred to the home in Dallas where the president now lives as a tyrant's house. And so the best thing the FBI can come up with is that he may have planned to use dolls and baby carriages to blow up nuclear plants or the Bush house. We find a lot of these kids that come over here. Wasn't there one in San Francisco a month or so ago? And there's another one the month before that. And these kids that come over here, for the most part, they go to school and they go off on whatever tangent they're off on. He was attending South Plain College near Lubbock, Texas. He learned English, wanted to secure a scholarship so he'd get over here and do his mischief. So the chemicals, and by the way, the chemicals that are necessary to do this are not that difficult to come up with. I have tons of it delivered to my farm every spring. It's called fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And it really is explosive. You put around some of the stuff I've used. We've mixed together various concoctions over the years on the farm of manure, types of manure and types of these natural fertilizers. And some of the fertilizers, whether they're organic or whether they are chemical, you put them together, two or three different combinations, it's kaboom. And they create fires. They get hot internally, all that stuff. So they're pretty dangerous. Anyway, the business of having these people come into our country, we have a lot of, it's strange. We have a lot of these people from the Middle East, mostly Saudis, because they're our friends, who come over here and they get into mischief. And then we scratch our head and say, wait a minute, why can't we get some more people to come over here and help us? The Pakistanis are a good example of that, Indians to a lesser extent. We've made it almost impossible for them to come. Why? Because they live in countries that are close to where Osama bin Laden may be. That's it. Never mind that we had 19 Saudis who were involved in September 11th, but we still let them come over here. But we don't let the people from Pakistan and in India come over here because Osama bin Laden lives nearby. Tell me that makes some sense.
No.
Does that make any sense to anybody? That make any sense to me?
No.
Especially when we don't have, there's a double-edged sword here. We're not doing a good job educating kids or getting them into the sciences, and we have to bring in 25 or 30%.
This
is really tragic. We have to bring in 25 or 30% of the needs for technical assistance because we have not trained Americans to do the job. We have to bring people in here because Americans are not going through school, graduating, and going on to learn what's necessary to do these jobs. It is absolutely astonishingly absurd. Wow. There's another interesting and absurd, well, I don't know if it's absurd or not, but you know how many people think that all Muslims are the same. We know that, right? Muammar Gaddafi is Muslim, therefore he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course.
You notice the number one problem he has in his country is with Al-Qaeda. He says that it was Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda who have created the problem with the young Libyans that are stirring the pot. In fact, he goes so far as to say, this has got another 82 or 83-year-old madman.
This is so great.
Yeah, this is wonderful. He says that the Al-Qaeda have been drugging young Libyans' coffee to get them to revolt. He was on, this is almost as bizarre a call as Charlie Sheen made yesterday to Alex Jones. He calls, Gaddafi calls a Libyan state television show, and he says that protesters loyal to Osama bin Laden have been exploiting teenagers by giving them hallucinogenic pills in their coffee with milk like Nescafe.
Who put them and in there?
The Al-Qaeda, they're trying to get to be friendly with the young college students.
So is coffee the new, you want some candy, little girl?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it is, according to him anyway. So
excuse
this is his excuse.
Excuse me there, young terrorist friend. How would you like a cup of Nescafe?
Right. Meanwhile, he's killed thousands of his own people, mostly the young protesters, but some older people as well. They've done all kinds of things that they won't show on television what they've been doing, mutilating some of these bodies. Just going in like it was an old, it was the days of the gladiators or something, and just unbelievable stuff. And why it has been that the international community hasn't just sent in some entourage like we were going to do with Saddam Hussein and knock him off remains to be seen. Why do we, the international community looks so weak. I believe the term is feckless.
You can't go in and be knocking people off.
Why not? Shoot them.
Because if somebody does, even if it isn't the United States, all of the rest of the world will say it was the United States, and then we will be hated again.
Right. Well, time to do something.
You can't. Matter of fact, we probably have people saving him from being hit.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
We probably do. It's crazy, is that it? Speaking of crazy, the Wisconsin State Assembly people, the police try to get them, but they can't because they have no authority in Illinois where they are.
Yeah, Illinois, apparently Wisconsin and Illinois don't have...
are at war with one another.
Well,
they have no treaties to exchange.
So they can go to Illinois and it's like going to Switzerland. They're free.
Yeah. The senator said they won't return until the governor is willing to compromise on this bill, which takes away collective bargaining rights. Do you know how many people, never
this
mind what I've heard
country.
From.
This is the end of our country. When politicians run away from negotiating.
Nah,
I'm so glad I asked for the good news this hour.
Yeah. Oh, did you ask for the good news?
Yeah. It's the end. It's the end.
What it really shows, Richie, is, again,
we're moving to Cuba.
Back to that term, feckless. So you can join Alec Baldwin, who said he was going to move to Canada.
Yeah.
Never
happened,
but he's got his own walk.
When politicians who are paid to do your business just turn and run away, this is the second or third time in the last decade that this has happened.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, the point I've tried to make about this week is that there are two different and distinct union sort of operations. The unionized movement in the private sector is one, and maybe the unions there are still necessary. The unionized work arm of the government, whether it's local, state, or federal, no unions. These are the working conditions. This is the job. This is how you do it. Go do your job. You don't do your job, you're fired. No protection because you're a feather bedder or because you're a bedwetter or because you're a incompetent nincompoop. You know, whether it's teachers or police or whatever it is, you hire good people and you fire the bad people. And that's what the public expects. I have not gotten one email from anybody, and I will tell you that my colleagues doing the more serious talk radio programs around the country are getting very little support. I mean, you listen to Stephanie Miller and some of the stuff that goes on with some of those programs, and you'd think that the American people think that the unions are going to save the country. Some people who belong to unions that work for the private sector, the union mentality, although maybe not 100% warranted or justified, the union of requirements, is that the right word? The need for unions is more obvious when it comes to those circumstances. Private sector, fine. Public sector, no. No, no. These are the working conditions. We're paying you to do a job. No negotiating. This is the job. This is how you do it. You do it swell, you get paid. You don't do it, you get fired. Whether you're a teacher, whether you collect the rubbish, whether you're in the registry of motor vehicles, where did it come from that we had to protect? The only reason there's protection built in for the union people is to protect the people that can't do their job. Otherwise, why would you need protection? Why would you need it? People say, well, our bosses will get something and they go after us even if it's not justified. You know what? Grow up. That's the way it is in the world. They're going to beat people that do that. You need to ruin the whole system because you want to protect a couple of flunkies that might become victims of an idiot who's a bad boss. You don't disrupt the whole system for that, do you? Or do you? Maybe in your world you do. Don't do it in my world. And that's what all the protests are about. I'm telling you, there is no, I'm not getting any support at all for the unions. None. You're welcome to disagree one way or another. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. All right, Jennifer wants some good news?
Yeah, please.
Okay, good news.
Kind of would, but, you know.
More men are now helping themselves to super beta prostate.
Thank you.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
That is good, yeah.
Isn't that good?
Great.
And if you want to protect your prostate and get a free bottle of this great stuff, be smart. Get your free bottle of beta prostate by calling 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge and get, matter of fact, Ron Reagan, we were talking about him earlier. He was one of the premier spokespersons last year for this product. And he's the right age, like Richie is, to get into understanding what's going on with your prostate. Sometimes when you make something like that a spokesperson, you wonder, okay, has he got the problem already? Is that why he's a spokesperson for this stuff? I don't know if there's an answer to that. But I do know what the answer is when it comes to taking care of your prostate and you're wondering, what can I feed it? You feed it Super Beta Prostate. Get started with a free bottle, 800-607-7078. Pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Free Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Who Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
By state.
Shake it up. All right, let's do the top five songs here from 1982. Didn't we try to do this a week or so ago and we had the wrong year?
It was like 75.
It's 1982 for real, though, right? All right. So we're going to play you snippets from the top five songs from this week in 1982, and you're going to tell us what the songs are and the artist responsible. From number five to number one. It's number five, Boston Group, with a great, great, great pop song. Crank it up, Richie.
Shake it up.
That's enough. All right, so that's number five. This is number... Oh, you want to tell us the story about the cars? What's going on with the cars?
See, now you just gave it away.
What?
Who the band was.
The Cars.
Okay, so you got number five. rumor has it, and news is that they are going to record a new album and tour again, which is very cool.
Very cool.
Caught that band.
Would
I would definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
100% I'd go see him.
I'd see him first. I'd sit in the row in front of you, Richie, just to try to block your view.
I'd throw popcorn at the back of your head.
Very nice. All right, so we know who the group is. We don't know the name of the song.
It's another great 80s band.
Good one.
Name of group and name of song. Number four this week, 1982.
I'm having total flashbacks. This was the year I graduated from high school.
Congratulations.
I may pass out if I do yell for Peter to come in here and take over the board.
Yeah. At least you got out of high school.
Barely.
Right. That's number four. This is number three from this week in 82. Hardest group to identify. Song's easy to ID.
People will misidentify this as Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
It is not.
Is that a word, misidentify?
Yeah, it is now.
It is today.
Yeah, very nice. All right, that's number three. This is number two. You can get this.
This band actually came to our high school in 1982.
Good for you, Rich. You're all full of stories.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, so figure out number two, and this number one song is pretty easy as well. Give you a quick run through of them one more time. Identify them from number five to number one. 800-510-8255. First, number five.
Night,
number four. Number three. Number two. And number one. +800-510-8255. Doug Steffen's Good Day program at DougSteffen.com. CBS and the story on how they have decided to pull Charlie Sheen's Two and a Half Men.
You know what a shock.
Because he attacked the show's creator on the Alex Jones radio program. Alex Jones is now going to become a household name. American Idol getting ready to add some online voting. I forgot to ask you whether you thought this was a good idea in the last hour, Jennifer.
I like it. I do.
Online voting.
How do they keep it from getting hacked, though?
Well, but the phones are not. There's no scientific way they're doing the phones either. You can call as many times you want it,
X
right?
X Factor's going to use Facebook this year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's X Factor, which is, yeah, that's, well, Simon is very smart.
Yeah.
There is that continuing overview of the snow, the slideshow at DougSteffen.com with the pictures from South Dakota. If you didn't see it yesterday, help yourself. Plus, great video. The video of the day today is the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. Wonderful stuff. That's there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Plus a story about why you ought not to throw away your outdated cell phone. That story at DougSteffen.com as
I'm
well.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Wine country doesn't shut down once the grapes are grown and harvested. In fact, the off-season is exactly when many wine regions around the country gear up with some great offbeat experiences. In Sonoma County, there are grape stops and wine blending classes during its peak harvest season. But in February, they actually host a pruning contest. And in March, more than 100 Sonoma wineries come together for a barrel-tasting weekend. On Long Island's North Fork, springtime is the season for wine camp, with two sessions spread out over 4 days that include hands-on classes, wine tastings, even your own case of wine to bring home. You should also look for something called Passport Weekends in the spring, where you pay a fee to get access to special events and offers at wineries. In early April, it's Passport Weekend at the Columbia River Gorge region of Washington. And in Oregon and the wine-growing region of Woodinville, Washington, they host their Passport Weekend in mid-April. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit California Psychics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Ah, 33 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Go to DougSteffen.com, see some of the things that you've been looking for. You're wondering answers to questions, especially about what you do with your old, outdated cell phone. Apparently, stores would like to have them. I don't know what they're doing with them. Well, there's a big movement to rebuild them and send them overseas or give them to disadvantaged people, that kind of stuff. So that may be part of what this is about. The Oscars are this weekend. Before we get the answer to our 2020 music quiz, a couple of quick ideas or thoughts. I'm wondering, actually, who you think will win and ought to win. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, who do you think ought to win? The only thing that people care about are basically best movie, best actor, best actress, maybe supporting actor. Other than that, nobody cares.
I haven't seen many of the movies, but I do. I'm kind of pulling for the King's Speech for Best Picture because I really liked it.
Okay.
I would like to see Colin Firth win as well for Best Actor.
Yeah.
I would love to see Hailee Steinfeld from True Grit win for Supporting Actress, and I think she will.
Yeah.
And who else? I would like Jeffrey Rush. Actually, I'd like Jeffrey Rush to win for supporting actor.
Okay.
And for actress. Who's nominated? Who do I want to see win? I'm sure Natalie Portman has it in the bag. I haven't seen
it.
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, I think there are some other people. But she did a good job, apparently. I didn't see that movie.
I didn't either.
I did like her in the silly movie she was in with, what's his face?
Ashton Kutcher.
She's had a hot year, man.
Yeah. She's been on a roll this past
that was
year.
That was a good movie. And it showed, I thought, okay, she can play all kinds of things. Have fun in a movie like this, be serious in The Black Swan. So that shows that she has what it takes. Good for her.
Yeah.
25 before the hour. Richie, who do you think is going to win and who do you think will – who do you want to win? Who do you think will win?
I don't know that I really have any wants. The only one I want to win is the girl from
True Grit.
She was awesome.
I just think she did. I mean, for somebody who had never acted before, 14 years old, she that's an amazing, an
you
amazing
know what,
job that she did.
You know what happened with that category? Kind of funny story is that Melissa Leo, who was in The Fighter and who's great, her people started really campaigning heavily in all the trades.
Turned off everybody.
For the Oscars, and now everybody's kind of turned on her, and so now they're saying Haley has a really good chance of winning.
Yep. Good.
Isn't it funny how that all works? I mean, remember that publicist, that Hollywood publicist who was killed a few months ago, shot in her Mercedes in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
I mean, that was basically her job, is when the Oscars came around, they hired her to pimp you in Hollywood so that you get in the voters' faces, and, you know, you're the winner.
A lot of it's amazing how much advertising in the newspapers, on radio, on television is aimed at the 5,000 people who are members of the Academy to get them to vote for these movies. It's really pretty amazing. This is a very, as I've said many, many times, Los Angeles is probably the best example of a company town anywhere in the country. This is a company. It's really very interesting, actually. It really, this morning, we had a kick out of watching some of the video from TMZ about who's coming to town for the Oscars. I drive by when I'm on my way to the
studio.
This
is TMZ Super Bowl right here, man.
Oh, yeah, right. So apparently Brad Pitt was leaving early this morning on a flight, and they were following him upstairs. You got to understand, LAX is a two-tiered. It's not unlike a lot of other big airports. The downstairs is where you pick people up. That's where you disembark, if you will. And upstairs is where you go in to get on the plane.
Right.
So upstairs, in the same terminal, the TMZ guys are filming Brad Pitt going into the airport. And underneath at the same time, coming out of the airport, is Jennifer Aniston, which I thought was kind of...
Wow.
You want to know what's also funny about Brad Pitt at the airport?
Right.
You know, CeeLo Green, who does that song Forget You that we've been playing on the show?
Right.
He was being filmed by TMZ when all of a sudden Brad Pitt comes up behind him. CeeLo grabs...
That's how they get him.
Grabs the camera from one of the TMZ people and starts taking pictures himself of Brad Pitt so that he could, you know, help him out.
Kind of cute.
Hey, this is just breaking from TMZ, as a matter of fact. The producer of Major League, who is about to do a Major League 5
redo
or whatever
with Charlie
it is,
Sheen,
says if Charlie doesn't straighten up, I will not. He will not be the upcoming star in the movie League. He says, I don't want another Lohan on my hands.
There you go. And the stuff is all over the place. The Lindsay Lohan stuff and Charlie... And Charlie's Vacation, that'd be a good movie.
Charlie's Vacation.
Another vacation.
Chevy Chase.
Charlie's going to be a reality show within the next 2 to 3 years.
And if that wasn't David Arquette yakking about his addiction with Oprah Winfrey, Kelsey Grammer says he's going to get married on Broadway. Isn't that sweet?
He's being so jerky.
Now, here's something that disturbs me, and I'm not sure I understand why. There's more and more focus on Chelsea Clinton and her husband, who apparently are not doing so well.
No, Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, he's moved to, like, some ski place in Utah for six, got his own pad and everything.
Yeah. He may be having a mental breakdown, says the National Enquirer. Now, you can do all you want with the National Enquirer. Oftentimes now they get it right. Chelsea is taking Mark everywhere in an effort to show everybody that they're happy, but behind the scenes, he's very depressed, apparently. He says he's having a hard time dealing with the Clintons' desire for him to cut ties with his father, who's a former con, apparently. Didn't his father go to prison for fraud or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that was part of it, yeah. Yep. So, anyway, the big story of the day today from TMZ is that Cameron Diaz apparently loves porn.
Yeah, she said that on one of the late-night shows. I don't know if it was David Letterman or not, or Jimmy Kimmel maybe.
Yeah. All right. So why?
Yeah, the father-in-law was a fraudster.
Yeah.
And she knew all about it. She knows that hotels don't write what the movie is that you rent when you rent a movie in a hotel. And
really?
So she wasn't messing around.
Wow, Clinton's father-in-law served 5 years in jail for a one-man crime wave, they called it.
Right. And Regis Philbin apparently is having second thoughts about leaving.
I'm going to stay. I like it here.
He said, I thought about it, but not enough. And now he's regretting it. He decided to leave because they were going to cut his pay. And he doesn't like the fact that he's going to be out of steady work because he likes to have something to do every day.
Yeah.
If they're smart, they just say, okay, we'll renegotiate. Here's the deal. You're back. And that's the end of it.
They should.
If they're smart.
I mean, well,
because the show goes away if he's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, how do you do it, Richie?
I'm not on the show. If I'm not on the show, it's over.
Thanks. Yeah. So, all right.
Now, Benito.
My potpourri of thoughts now goes back to the King's Speech and the problem of stuttering. A lot of people have come out of the woodwork who are stutterers. The remember the all the attention that used to be given to Stuttering John on the Howard Stern show?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Mel Tillis once on this program, we talked to him about being a stutterer. And he got over it. The reason he got over it is because he started to sing. And the singing fixed the problem. And so I'm interested, as a radio broadcaster, actually a competitor of sorts of mine and ours in Tiffin, where we're heard on the station, the two stations now, there's an AM and an FM, TTF AM and FM, broadcasting starting today, as a matter of fact. We're heard on TTF AM and FM around Seneca County, and it's not a secret that I own the station, and I'm giving it to Heidelberg, my university, my alma mater, for a new media communications program. And the fellow who used to do mornings on TTF and has done mornings on a couple of other stations in that area of Northwest Ohio is a guy named Keith Hodgkinson, who now does an internet radio program that competes with ours, sort of, in the morning in Tiffin, Seneca County. And he there's an article in the local paper about him as a stutterer when he was a kid and wondering as he grew up what caused it and how he worked on it. And so I bring it up because I'm happy that he took care of the problem and a lot of other people who have had the problem. There are a lot of different reasons for it, apparently. You get the idea that when it came to the king in the movie, that it was his overbearing father or overbearing circumstances and the lack of love and attention and affection that he got as a child. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that, frankly. But there's also... there is a biological or a chemical reason because some of the things in your brain don't connect properly, and that can be the cause of it as well. But the more you work on it, it's like everything else in the brain. And boy, am I learning a lot about the brain thanks to my experience at Seriscan. You really have the ability to recreate. It's kind of like this EECP, the counter pulsation thing. You can go through that process, and it literally will help you build new veins and arteries to go by the ones that are plugged up. Did you know that? That's how that works?
It creates,
the pressure is such that it creates the ability, when done in sync with your heartbeat, to create new veins and arteries that go around where there are blockages. And the same thing is true with your brain. And you can recreate things, you can connect things, redo things in your brain. And one of them is, if you have a disconnect that may cause stuttering, if you work at it, and that's really what the king did when you think about it, right? I mean, really, he got over it, and there are lots of, there's a psychological way of getting over it, and there's a physical way of getting over it. So, anyway, that was kind of interesting to see all these people who came out of the woodwork. I think that movie has done a great service for those who needed a little bit of help and gave them, I don't know if it's cover, but it gave them a reason to think, you know what, I'm not that unique, and I can get over it. And I will get over it. It's really pretty easy when you get right down. It's a lot of work, but it's easy to figure out how to deal with the problem. I think that's what's important here. Don't you think? Am I right or not?
I think
that
you're right.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, boys and girls, 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here in just a moment to update you on some of today's hot headlines from health.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes. A bad idea.
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, let's get to Mark before we get to Dr. Ken. Mark's in Clarkston, Washington. He wants to identify those five songs that were in the top five from this week in 1982. Dr. Ken may help you with this, Mark. We'll see if you need the help. All right, Richie, are you pretty confident you got them all right, Mark?
Yeah, if I can just kind of refresh on them a little bit. It's been a while.
All right, here we go. This is number five. What is this?
Oh, this is The Cars and Shake It Up.
All right, number four. What's number four?
Journey and Open Arms.
Number three, what's this?
It's Quarter Flash, Harden My Heart.
You got that. You got them all because the rest of them are easy. Number two.
Hall & Oates. I Can't Go For That.
Number one.
And Jake Isles, Centerfold.
Give the man a prize, Richie. Good man. Good job, Mark. Dr. Ken, 30 seconds away on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here. First off, to tell you about the pros. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can come up with any cons. Can we, under the circumstances, can I mean, under what condition would you tell people probiotics and the kind of help that you get from using the Digestive Advantage products isn't necessary?
Can't think of it, because you need these healthy bacteria. Maybe if you had absolutely zero digestive symptoms, you just needed Sustanex to help you with the probiotics. But the probiotics are in Digestive Advantage, and they add extra enzymes, natural products to help you with lactose deficiency, gas defense, constipation problems, and just general digestive problems that the doctor can't help with anything else.
Yep. All right, so here's the bottom line. If you would like to have a good day every day, the healthful benefits of probiotics are the thing we're underscoring, and our friends at Digestive Advantage have a preventative formula to help with a wide variety of your gastrointelligence. There's a Freudian slip if there ever was one, right? Your gastrointestinal ailments.
Some people have their brain there, you know.
I've met a few of them, actually.
Oh, my God. What are you eating for breakfast today?
Shredded wheat.
Is that what you're doing? Okay, all right. Well, I should have known. At any rate, Dr. Ken recommends this product, and you know why he does it? Because it works. It's the bottom line. Isn't that great? You know that you can count on Dr. Ken for any of these things. We started talking about Sustanex a couple, 3 years ago. Comes from the same company. And now we're happy to have moved on to Digestive Advantage, because Digestive Advantage is a step up. It'll help you in any number of ways. If you're having signs of gas, things don't work right in your lower, what do they call it, the lower GI tract, all
exactly.
That stuff. Yeah, it's really a great product. It really is. And you can get it at all of the big box stores, CVS, Walgreens, Target, that sort of Rite Aid. 30-day supply costs you less than $10. Digestive Advantage is the way to go. All right. So, Dr. Ken, what's the big story of the day today?
Out of the Menopause Journal, getting those hot flashes, dreaded hot flashes, may actually be a good thing, because women who got them very close to their menopause were much less likely to get heart attacks and strokes. Those who got them long after menopause, much higher risk of heart attacks and strokes.
There's a new debate on the link between stress and women who are infertile, yes?
Or at a BMJ this week.
Could this be both men and women?
Well, it could be, but actually it debunks the myth that stress and infertility are linked. People blame, really? Women blame being under stress, inability in a single cycle to get pregnant. It's just not true.
A lot of attention this week. One of the big talk topics, as a matter of fact, is the death of this football player. And the fact he worried that he was getting Alzheimer's because of his playing football, so he committed suicide. I wonder, as you look at some of the news this week about Alzheimer's, because you got a couple of things, Americans are worrying more and more about getting Alzheimer's. What can we learn from some of these cases?
Well, you want to keep your circulation healthy like you do for your heart. This is the best way to reduce it. Play word games. I got it on my apps. It's a great thing with the whole family.
Sudoku? Do you play Sudoku?
No, we play Word Friends, Scrabble with the whole family.
Word Friends.
Our smartphones.
Well, you have to do it on a laptop or something like that.
Smartphones. Yeah. They each hold their phone and play against each other.
Really?
Electronic Scrabble. We're addicted to it in our family.
There we go. Dr. Ken, who's another addict on the Good Day program.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Bye.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found.
Upside Down by Jack Johnson from the movie Curious George. Kind of a fun movie. Number one movie during this week in 2006. It's sort of smooth thing. Chucker, what do you remember about Curious George? Apparently not much.
No, there he is right there. I put the wrong figure.
All right. Chucker. All right. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on here. Meanwhile, Chucker in a moment. And our quiz for the Oscar lovers, that's coming right up on Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
All right, let's get to a question. I'm going to give you another quote like we've been doing all this week. You tell me what movie it comes from, one of the movies nominated for an Oscar. Here's the quote. I want lawyers. I want punitive relief. And I want him dead. What movie did that come from? Was it from 127 Hours, The Kids Are All Right, The Fighter, The King's Speech, Toy Story 3, Inception, The Social Network, Black Swan, You Tell Us the Movie? This quote comes from, I want lawyers, I want punitive relief, and I want him dead. What movie is the focus in that quote? 800-510-8255. All right, Chuck, you have some Oscar picks, predictions?
Yeah, here's my predictions. Best supporting actress, I'm going to go with an upset. I say the young actress, Halle Steinfeld, for True Grit, upsetting Melissa Leo, who's favored to win for The Fighter.
No, she's not. She's not favored anymore because she sent out all those ads everywhere and turned everybody off. She foiled her own desire to win her desperate attempts to win for herself have blown up in her face, and she probably deservedly so.
Best supporting actor, I'll go with the favorite, Christian Bale, even though I didn't like the film itself, The Fighter. Best actor, I think it's a lot, Colin Farrell for The King's Speech. Actress Natalie Portman for Black Swan, I thought that she did terrific work, and I really liked that movie. Director, I'm going to go with David Fincher for The Social Network. And Best Picture, even though I think The King's Speech is the slight favorite, I'm going to go with The Social Network. And I think, I hope it wins, simply because The King's Speech is sort of a safe pick. The Social Network sort of defines the last decade or even this generation. Social networking, I think that should win, and I think my gut feeling it will win. So
yeah.
Social Network for Best Picture.
All right. I think you're maybe right about I think
that
social,
coming from the guy who doesn't have a Facebook account.
Yeah. Who's right? He doesn't.
Sure. I do have a Facebook account.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
But he keeps it hidden. Yeah, it's under Curious George.
Chuck Curry.
One of those deals. So Kim Kardashian apparently is in the running for a movie role. Did you hear that?
Yeah, these I guess people. they're going to make a movie based on the life of John Gotti. John Travolta reportedly will play John Gotti. And they're seriously interested in Kim Kardashian to play Gotti's wife. The thing I don't like about the film is it's being overseen by John Gotti Jr., who has a lot of say in it. So how accurate can the screenplay really be if he's involved? But that's a true story. It's not a rumor.
Right. And what does she bring to the table as far as experience is concerned, other than a name and a family that's made $65 million doing nothing except promoting themselves? God bless us all if we could figure out how to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. She's a beautiful woman, but let's be honest, not much talent there. But
beauty is a talent in and of itself, Chucker.
Absolutely.
This is the anniversary in 1939 of the 11th Academy Awards at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles. Oscars went out for You Can't Take It With You. Best Picture, Best Director was Frank Capra. Let's see here. Best Actor was Spencer Tracy for Boys Town. Best Actress was Bette Davis. Let's see here. What else did they have? Best Supporting Actor, Walter Brennan. Remember him? My
sure.
God. God bless him. Ken, what's the name of that movie?
The Black Swan.
Nope, Social Network. That came from Social Network. Good try, though. We're out of time. 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, for more Oscar buzz and predictions.